Yep, no. Yeah, they're, like, I know Chew manufacturers, they're strictly only doing the propane, like R290. There's a handful of different types of gas. I mean, they've been using that stuff in motorhomes and stuff like that for a long time. But to convert, that's going to be a bigger deal. But because the propane R290, I think there's like 601A or something like that too. But we use a lot of R290 and flammable. It's fun to work with, but it's all high pressure, low volume. So, I mean, a lot of these smaller commercial reach-in coolers, they only hold about, if you picture the size of a pen in your hand, only about that much gas in there, you know, it's just a couple ounces, so it's just high pressure, low volume type setup. And they work all right. I'm not a huge fan. I don't think they're all that efficient compared to other gases.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, it'd be cheap and easy to refill, and they're never going to outlaw propane. At least I don't think they will. It's a great fuel, and but it'd be, I just don't know what pumps they make compatible. I was talking about designing your own system and having flat plate heat exchangers, so the whole size of the unit goes way down, and then just use water as the exchange media on both of the flat plate exchangers.
Yeah, you can do something like that, add some glycol to the system, and you're good to go. Whether it's, you know, winter time and it's not pumping, you got a failure, or glycol, propylene glycol, or they got a few different types. But glycol is also really tough on seals. Then you got to get the expensive seal kit, swap them out, because the regular carbon seals are just, you know, they're good for water and, you know, maybe some particulate, you know, but not a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Absolutely. But, yeah, I need to get with somebody that's decent. Better than me at engineering because, I can, man, it just takes me so long to move them numbers around and my head wants to explode. And after about 4 or 5 p.m., my brain's getting hardened because I'm getting older, so it's almost impossible. But I was interested in that stuff a lot more when I was younger, but I would look at doing a heat storage and then maybe a loop for cooling, loop under the ground, in a closed loop underneath my yard or garden or something.